Some exciting times ahead of us.
יש לנו זמנים מאוד מרגשים לפנינו.
When I think about it, I didn't realize how excited I was about this congress.
האמת שלא שמתי לב אפילו כמה אני מתרגש כלפי הכנס הזה.
Until I found myself on Monday morning at the airport.
עד שמצאתי את עצמי ביום שני בבוקר בשדה התעופה.
I was going to send some last minute text to friends in the campus team.
רציתי לשלוח כמה הודעות טקסט ברגע האחרון לצוות של הקמפוס.
And as I was holding my phone, I realized my hands were trembling.
וכשחזרתי את הטלפון שלי, ראיתי שהידיים שלי פשוט רועדות.
So, you know, it put things in perspective.
זה ממש שם דברים בפרופורציה.
I registered, I think, from the first time the English version of the registration page went up.
ונרשמתי לכנס, נראה לי ברגע שעלה הדף הרשמה באנגלית.
I was in December, something about mid-December.
משהו בדצמבר כזה.
And it's with all those preparation exercises and lessons.
ועם כל ההכנות והשיעורי ההכנה שהיו.
You know, we realized all the effort that's made to prepare us for this moment.
וזה ברור שהכל הכין אותנו לרגע הזה.
So maybe it's time we think about the ערבות.
אז אולי כשנחשוב על הערבות,
this covenant that we signed with our friends,
שנגלה את זה ביחד עם החברים,
it's time to remind them that you know, we didn't forget that we signed it, and now
לא שכחנו שחתמנו את זה, ועכשיו,
and now we are ready to stand by that signature.
אנחנו מוכנים לעמוד בהסכם הזה שעשינו.
Because what we want to achieve there,
מה שאנחנו רוצים להשיג שם,
they need our support.
בשביל זה אנחנו צריכים תמיכה.
So it's time to think about going all in.
אז עכשיו צריך ממש להיכנס בכל הכוח.
You know, just every bit of effort.
Because כל טיפת יגיעה.
Because they're going to need it to succeed.
כי אנחנו נצטרך את זה כדי להצליח.
אחי.
חיים.
שלום, חברים יקרים.
Hello, dear friends.
הייתי גם פה שנה שעברה.
I was here last year as well.
סנקי, דום בורדיידים, בגן הרעילה. למרות שכבר היה שנה, אני...
Even though a year has gone by, I feel as if it was yesterday.
Gerçekten aranızda insan zamanı hissedemiyor. באמת בתוך החברים בן אדם לא מרגיש את הזמן.
The truth is, if you're among friends, you don't feel that time passes.
Sadece ve sadece burada olmanın hissiyatını veriyor.
Ya böyle Mehmet Natan'ın
the creator really gives a person a feeling that you're always here.
Bizim için her şeyi hazırlıyor. Sizin gibi yüce dostları, böyle bir binayı, böyle bir birlikteliği bize sadece tek bir amaç için veriyor.
Mehmet o mekin et kol hasiva şelanu, haverim.
He really prepares all our environment, the friends, Rav, this building, the lessons only for one reason.
Bunun bilincindeyim ve tek yapmam gereken şeyin sadece sizin için ona dua etme olduğunu biliyorum.
Ve mitoch ha'talich haze
ani magish yesh rak davar echad she'nitzarech la'asot. From this process I feel that there's only one thing we're going to have to do, which is a prayer of many, a prayer for the friends. And I just want to say that I'm going to try to do it with all my force.
Ve bu derse kadar olan tüm sabah derslerinde
ada shiur haze she'achshav anachnu nisharim ve kol ha'shiurim
shiurei boker until this lesson and during all the morning lessons
tek şey bağ kurmamız ve ona memnuniyet vermemiz lehaim.
And
during the lesson and during the Congress, there's only one thing in my mind: to give contentment to the Creator.
קטע ציטוט מתוך כתבי רבש, מאמר מה לדרוש מאספת חברים. המטרה
an excerpt from Rabash, what to look for in the assembly of friends. The goal must be clear to everyone. This gathering must yield the result of love of friends, that each of the friends will be awakened to love the other, which is called self, which is called love of others. However, this is only a result. To beget this lovely offspring, actions must be taken to produce the love. And there are many discernments about that, since not everyone is the same. Meaning that one needs what one needs, the other does not. However, there is one thing in which we're all equal. Each and every one of the friends needs high spirits. It therefore follows that each one should try to bring into the society a spirit of life and hopefulness and infuse energy into the society. Thus, each of the friends will be able to tell himself, now I'm starting a clean slate in the work. In other words, before he came to the society, he was disappointed with the progress in the work of God. But now, the society has filled him with life and hopefulness. Thus, through the society, he obtained the confidence and strength to overcome, because now he feels that he can achieve wholeness. Now we have a workshop question. What do I expect from today's lesson, and how will it be different from previous lessons? What do I expect from today's lesson, and how will it be different than the previous lessons?
Every lesson is different than the previous lessons, and especially when we're talking about these lessons, when every day the Creator shows the beautiful form of our soul in the image of the friends who come, and if you, only to look at them, it makes the goal seem so clear, and the confidence grows, and immediately you're looking and you see how the Creator is really treating us in a good way, and He's calling us, and look what He's doing for us, just for us to come a bit closer to each other. So We're really privileged these beautiful days, and every moment is a new moment.
And different from the previous ones, you know, it's funny. It's like you take a car and you give it an engine of a Formula One, and you ask how will it be different. So this is what's happening here. It's just a rocket. It's crazy. The engine created, but all the friends coming from all around the world. This is so we just need to integrate with such a powerful and intense desire that is all those friends, and it's just a privilege.
Yeah, the excitement is rocket high. Really, really high. It's a very special state that the Creator organized for us. And it's amazing to see how every time, every year, I don't know, it's been so many years, and since we've been in this building, it's 3 years already. I remember how much we were excited last year about the Congress, but it's as if it's nothing compared to now. How much we're so excited before the Congress regarding the things Gian said about the prayer of many and giving contentment to the Creator. Let's take one more step towards that as much as we can to come closer to where the place we should reach. And this lesson will be different from the previous lessons for the simple reason that a full day has passed from yesterday and we're coming with all the preparation. We never had such a preparation, never, ever. And this is what we come to the lesson with.
It all really is very exciting, moving. And with it, yesterday and before, some dispersion of the power of prayer arises. We're used to pray in a 10, and then suddenly there's hundreds of people. How do you pray? You pray for your own 10 and to integrate the general deficiency, or with the people you're with now, or to create random 10s. I really hope that Rav will see it. People call it burdening, but it's dispersion. The point of inclusion, of holding everyone in the point of Keta, kind of got lost because a person can't hold on more than 10.
Yeah, yesterday was a very special day. This feeling, Rav really put the emphasis on the integrations of these thin minute lights, thin candles into one flame, and it brought me into this fear. How am I seeing every friend?